I'd like to go back to what we said last night and continue our smorgasbord. I said to you last night that the Eastern way of approaching truth is to put it into a picture or a story, more commonly than to put it into data. So last night we went to the desert. We looked at some names, Samson, Bethlehem. Today I'd like to go back to the desert, but I'd like to move into just a bit the story of Jesus. So come back with me to the desert, and let's look at, for God so loved the world, through Eastern eyes. Same desert you saw last night. Nothing's changed, but I would like to focus a bit on the people who live there. And they do live in that desert. This is a friend of mine. Name is Abraham. I like that. Reminds me of Abraham. He is a Muslim. But he descends from our Abraham through Ishmael. So he's a direct relative of Abraham like any Jew is, except in another line. His wife's name is Rebecca. That's Hebrew, of course, but in Arabic, his wife's name is Rebecca, which Abraham's wife wasn't, but it was his daughter-in-law, so I like that. He lives in this tent. But I want to take you into the biblical Abraham story. So come with me. Abraham is at a tent like this, and one day, God shows up. Now, this is in Genesis 15, but I honestly would prefer you wouldn't take your Bible out right now. Do look at it when you get home. Don't just trust my word on it. But I'd rather have you experience it here and just hear the story. God appeared to Abraham and said, I am your shield. Now, that probably doesn't strike you as being out of the ordinary, but notice how Eastern. I'm this thing that holds up to protect you. That's the Eastern way to say it. A Westerner, God would say, don't be afraid, folks. I'll take care of you, or I'll protect you. But in the East, you make it a picture. Now, tell me if tonight you were home in your room and God showed up. And you had no doubt whatsoever that this was God. You knew. You didn't have to wonder. Maybe it's... You knew this was God. And he said to you, guess what? I'm going to give you something really good. I'm going to take care of you. What do you think your reaction would be? Now, that's hard to predict because none of you are sitting here thinking maybe this will happen. It's just not in our world of experience. My feeling is, given my background, I'd be on my face. If it really was God, the little bit I've been in the Jewish world, I've developed an awe of who he is. Just, whoa. But Abraham does something very Jewish and very Eastern. God shows up, sits with this man, old man in his tent, begins making him promises. Abram's reaction is to grab him by the front of the eternal robe that God wears and to begin to ask him questions. Notice the next verse. But Abraham said, I love the but. Not thank you, or praise you, or you're awesome and holy, or let me find my offering. But Abraham says, where's my kids? You promised me kids. I remember it. Where are they? Now the Jews have a word for that approach to God and to life. It's called chutzpah. Say chutzpah. Say chutzpah. Now today, chutzpah has a not so nice meaning. It sort of means pushy, aggressive, cut in front of somebody in line kind of attitude. In the biblical Hebrew, what chutzpah, a little bit different form, chatzufo, was one of the words for faith. Now, chutzpah was a quality in the ancient world of persistence. I won't quit. I won't give up. I'll never stop trying. I'm going to grab onto God and hold on to him for all I'm worth, trying to claim the promises he gave me with every ounce I've got. I'm not going to quit, no matter what. That's chatzufo. Your Bible translates it with the word faith. Now, faith in a Western mind is information. In this church, you probably have something called profession of faith, if you're a member of this congregation. Am I wrong? Do you call it that? What happens at a profession of faith? Well, a child has been taught some stuff, and he or she stands up and says, I believe that. That's good. But faith to us is a body of material that we assent to. Faith to a Jew is an intense activity. It's what you do more than what you think. So Abraham displays this. I got an email this past, probably within the past 3 months. One of my Jewish friends knows that I always talk about chutzpah, and he gets such a kick out of that because he thinks Christians are such wimps when it comes to God. You know, they pray like this, God, heal my father of cancer, but if it be your will, whatever you want. That's really what you think? You think God doesn't really know what's in your heart? Tell him! Tell him what you wish from him. He wants... Anyway, that's there. So he sent me an email. This is chutzpah. There's a little Jewish boy, goes to Hebrew school. He's like fourth grade. And in Hebrew school, his rabbi teaches him about Jonah. And he tells him the story of the whale, the big fish. Well, this kid is just, oh man, think of it. Think of what happened. What kind of a God do we have who can send a big fish to swallow a guy, keep him alive in his belly for 3 days, and then spit him out alive on land? Think of how awesome God is. And he began to dance, and all the little kids are dancing with the rabbi because God is so awesome. So, you know, it's the same stuff you do in this church when Pastor Brian had his last sermon on Jonah. You're all up in the aisles going, man, God is so amazing. What a... See, that's the Jewish approach. Your heart just is on fire with what kind of a God we have. You know what happens when I teach that story? Is it true? Did it really happen? That's the Western... The Jew just... Wow! It's a different approach. Anyway, so the little boy came home. He was still dancing. Came in the house. He had to tell his grandpa and his grandma and his mother and his dad and his brothers and his sisters and the postman who came to the door. How... Went on all weekend. Monday, he headed off to public school. The teacher started the morning and said, today, we're going to have a unit on whales. Yes! This is God! I know it's God! So the teacher started out and said, whales are creatures with big mouths and little throats. They catch big prey, but they have to chew it up because they can't swallow it. What about Jonah? Teacher said, that's a cool story. But it's a story. It isn't true. It didn't happen. It's a myth. It's a Hebrew myth in their old book called the Bible. But my rabbi said, you've got a good rabbi, I'm sure. But everybody, every modern scientific person knows a whale cannot swallow a human being and keep him alive. Besides, there weren't whales in the Mediterranean anyway. Well, this went on. I'll make a long story short. Jewish stories are always so long. Make a long story short. They both got real annoyed with each other. Finally, the teacher said, listen, I want you to sit down and be quiet. That story did not happen. If you want to believe it, that's up to you, but it didn't happen. When I get to heaven, I'm going to ask Jonah. The teacher was annoyed too, and the teacher said, what if Jonah isn't in heaven? Kid said, then you ask him. But that's not biblical chutzpah. Biblical chutzpah is a quality. I like that too. Biblical chutzpah is a quality that God blesses. He never seems to tire of his people who cling to him, and with a persistence, it's Abram arguing for Sodom and Gomorrah. What if 50? What if 40? What if 30? What if 20? What if 10? Don't destroy it, please! And God blesses him all the way through. It's Moses saying, don't blot those people out of the book. What are the Egyptians going to think? Send me to hell. That's what God loves. Jesus does too. The woman comes to Jesus and says, my baby has a demon. Jesus looks at her. She's a Canaanite. Jesus says, maybe with tears, lady, I love you. I think that's what she's saying. What he literally says is, I came for the lost sheep of Israel. I can't help you. And he quotes a proverb. We don't give children, children's food to dogs. It's not as bad as it sounds, honestly. It's an ancient saying. We don't give dog food to children. What does the lady do? She says, yeah, but the dogs even eat crumbs. And Jesus looks at her and says, wow, to his disciples, I haven't seen, your Bible says faith. Yeah. Not the classic definition of faith. I haven't seen persistence like that even among the Jews.